Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 158. I'm Heather May Pustai, and today we're sharing some of our best tips about how to make the most of your social media software. That's right, we are talking about Buffer on the Buffer podcast. That is so very meta.
And we fancy ourselves as Buffer experts, so we'd love to let you know all the best secrets and time savers and game changers when it comes to using Buffer. Plus, we'll take things one step further and dive into some shortcuts and hacks to get the most out of marketing tools like Zapier, Pocket, Feedly, Airtable, Trello, and more.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. Right, we're going to begin with a big one. It's a tip that has been used and loved by our Buffer social media team for years now. Build yourself a storage unit of content and ideas. Content is a social media manager's best friend, so we are always excited about anything that makes the work of creating, storing, and sorting content any easier. And that's why we feel that this tip is such a big game changer.
Absolutely. What would you say to an evergreen repository of awesome social media content? How would you feel about having one go-to spot to store all your ideas, experiments, and in-progress work? Well, with this insider tip, we think you can make Buffer your go-to source for keeping content and ideas in one place. Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
All right, so there are a couple different ways to approach this. First, you can use one of your social media profiles as the kind of holding spot for your extra content. On the Buffer free plan, you can connect up to three profiles, and on our paid plans, Pro and Business, you can connect many, many more. So with these slots, you can choose to connect a social profile that is not necessarily central to your brand. So say perhaps you have a personal account that doesn't get a whole lot of use, or you have an old side project, or maybe just a sandbox account. Really, whatever the case is, if you're comfortable connecting it to Buffer, then you can use that as your storage tip for work.
I love that. I think I've got at least three side project Twitter accounts, which are not getting much use at the moment. So that kind of thing would be absolutely ideal. Now, once you have this bonus profile connected, the next step is to begin adding content to it. My favorite use is to store ideas or links in this secret library. We'll even get some automation tips later on in this episode that make this Buffer storage even more powerful. So once you have some ideas and content stored away, then whenever you're looking for an idea or inspiration, you can pop over to this stash of content, see what you've saved, and copy and paste your text into a new update.
One other important note. So when you are adding content to this profile, you want to make sure that it doesn't get published, both because it might be a half-finished note or an idea, but also because you'll lose it from your storage. To take the schedule away, you can either pause your existing Buffer schedule, that would be the pause queue feature, from your settings, or you could just remove all days and times from your schedule altogether.
Now, my favorite way to work this tip is by using a feature on our premium or business plans. The drafts feature in Buffer takes the storage concept to a whole new powerful level. With drafts, you can go much further with your saved content, adding images and getting the formatting and everything just so. Plus, if you feel like the draft you saved is publish worthy, then you can add it straight to your queue in one click.
Yes, this is such an efficient way to go. So to summarize, the flow would look a little bit like this. Begin by connecting your social account to Buffer. Then, whenever you have an idea or want to workshop a future update, you go to the draft section, and for that profile, begin to compose something new. Then you can add images, hashtags, at mentions, links, emojis, you know, the whole nine yards. And then later on, when you want to revisit what you have saved or are stumped for an idea of what you might want to post, you can just hop into that drafts area, find something that you love, and then add it straight to your Buffer schedule whenever you're ready.
I love it. It's your very own content library, ready to use whenever you need it. Now, let's shift gears from a super big tip like this storage of content to a small but powerful feature that we think can help your video updates spread even further. Now, the tip, select a cover photo for your video on Instagram.
On any Buffer paid plan, after you've uploaded a video to share on Instagram, you're going to see a little edit cover button that will be blue. Clicking on this is going to bring up the video and a scroll bar where you can run back and forth to find the perfect frame for your cover. This is really great to make sure that you don't have any eyes half open or funny faces maybe while you're chewing or about to say something. Being able to choose that cover image in the Instagram feed is a huge advantage and can make sharing video to Instagram all the more powerful. With Facebook and Twitter's auto-playing video, you never really get to tap into and customize that thumbnail. So it's a really great thing that you can do that with your Instagram feed.
Yes, and while we're on the topic of small but powerful features, I'd also like to mention a way to make the most of the posting options you have with Buffer. These include Add to Queue, Share Now, Share Next, and Schedule Post. All these options can be found by clicking the drop-down arrow next to the Add to Queue button underneath the update you're composing.
Absolutely. I find myself using all of these options kind of at various times. It's quite handy. For instance, if I'm wanting to share something happening in real time, maybe a trending topic or a timely kind of news article, then I would definitely use that Share Now option. And if I'm composing something related to a launch at a certain time, then I would want to schedule that post. Also really helpful for posts that are going out around maybe a specific holiday, etc. Another example would be if I find a relevant content that feels maybe a little bit fresher than the rest of the stuff I have in my queue, but it's not super urgent, then using that Share Next is really helpful because what that will do is put it at the top of the queue and then shift everything else down one slot. So really helpful.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll be back in a moment with more Buffer tips and some ways to incorporate other favorite marketing tools into your workflow.
Hi there. I'm Super, a product manager at Buffer, and I wanted to quickly let you know about something brand new that we released for Instagram. It was one of the most requested features we've ever had. It's called Hashtag Manager, and it's a smarter way to create and save groups of hashtags to use with your Instagram posts. Experiment with different variations, reuse your top performing groups, build a library of options. It's all there just for you. Hashtag Manager will help you get more reach for every Instagram post you put out there. It's available now on our published premium and published business plans, and you can try them for free by going to buffer.com/business. Happy hashtagging, and now back to Dave and Heather May.
Welcome back. So far, we've covered some big ideas like using Buffer to store your next great content ideas, and we've covered some quick wins with custom thumbnails and posting times. Let's keep the momentum going. Our next tip is to create a custom schedule for each platform, each profile, and even each day. Experimenting with custom schedules can help you increase your reach and drive more clicks on your content.
I always emphasize this, but experimentation is so important. Social media marketers know that engagements can really vary greatly from day to day, even hour to hour. And with Buffer, you can make the most of the most engaged times by creating unique custom social media schedules for each and every one of your social profiles. You have total control over when your posts go out, so you could end up with a schedule maybe for weekdays, one for weekends, maybe even one for Mondays, one for Tuesdays, one for go-to times, and even one for maybe just experiments. This will ensure that each of your posts will be sent out at that perfect time every day. So to do this, you are going to head to your settings page for that specific social account, and then go to the Posting Schedule tab. All of your posting times are going to be able to be seen here in the weekly view at the bottom, and you can also add new times and change your time zone here. This is a really big one. Make sure that your time zone is set appropriately. We get a lot of questions about that one.
What we love to do is be creative with the posting slots and then also experiment with the schedule. As Heather May said, experimenting and finding out what's best is really important. Our favorite tips are posting at non-peak times, so we can often include some custom time slots that fall outside of the hours when our audience is most active. At the same time, we do love to experiment with times during peak hours too. For these, we'll add them to the schedule, and if they're performing well, we'll keep them. If they're underperforming, we'll remove them with a simple click on the X. And should we ever need a break from our schedule, because of a big launch day perhaps, we can turn off any day of the week with one click from this screen. We can turn it back on in one click too.
Fantastic. All right, this next set of tips covers some of our favorite analytics use cases. We launched Buffer Analyze, which is a great solution for Facebook and Instagram analytics, and we'd love to see what you think when you apply these tips to your social accounts. Starting with, sort your recent history to see your biggest hits. One thing we've heard from a lot of social media marketers is that most important social media stats vary from brand to brand. Some really like impressions, some like clicks. There are a lot of options here, and it's really important to hone in for your specific social accounts which metrics matter most.
Yeah, that's what I love about the way analytics are displayed in Buffer Analyze. My favorite tip here is to use the dropdown to sort your top posts by the stat that matters most to you. For instance, from the drop-down list, you can select likes, comments, impressions, reach, and engagement rate.
Yes, and to follow up on this tip with another favorite analytics hack, Buffer Analyze also gives you exportable reports. So cool. So you can download all of this data to a CSV file, or you can download beautiful graphs as images to share with your team. And my favorite, Analyze also offers fully customizable reports if you would prefer, which can be exported as PDFs. So with the CSVs, I really enjoy digging into the details and slicing the data into different ways in a Google Sheet. And one of my favorite views, and this ties back to our point about custom scheduling, is to compare the performance of a certain time slot versus your baseline. For instance, if I'm experimenting with a 5 a.m. every weekday time slot, this is a little outside of when I might actually be posting for my audience, then I can see this in my CSV export, or I can sort my analytics by time to see it in my Buffer dashboard. And then just like that, I'll know whether or not it pays to post that early in the morning.
Yeah, are those early birds catching your tweets? All right, as we near the finish line for this episode, let's bring in some of our favorite fellow marketing tools and share some ways to get the most out of them for your social media marketing. Our list of favorites includes apps like Pocket, Feedly, Trello, and Airtable, and Google Sheets. Now, there are many, many more, but let's start with these.
Ooh, that's a great list. All right, let's start with integrations. Buffer connects with a myriad of different services. Two of our most used ones are going to be Pocket and Feedly. With Pocket, you can add Buffer directly from the Pocket app while reading the stories you've saved. One of our favorite workflows here is for content curation. All day long, we save to Pocket any interesting content that we find on the web. And then when we go into Pocket to read the stories, we can send our favorites to Buffer either with a Zapier recipe that connects our Pocket favorites to a Buffer profile or by using the Buffer button right within the Pocket app. So handy. Then, once it's in Buffer, we have it right where we want it. So we can customize the content, get it ready to go, then we can share it to all of our social media schedules.
What I particularly love about this integration is how it works with the storage tip we shared at the very beginning of the episode. You can connect Pocket to one of your holding accounts and send all your interesting links there to be viewed later in Buffer.
Ah, that's a really great one. Yes, and it probably goes without saying that one of our favorite sources for initially discovering all that content is going to be Feedly. There's a Buffer button in Feedly so that you can easily share that content from right there, and there's also a Pocket button too. One thing we found particularly helpful lately is Feedly for Teams. Our whole content team can share access to the same feeds and stories, and they can even mark certain ones as favorites and automatically create an in-house newsletter that shares these top links with one another each day.
Great. And let's round up this list with a quick look into some favorite planning tools like Trello, Airtable, and Google Sheets. Now, if you add Zapier to any of these, you can create a really powerful workflow. We've heard of some neat use cases like this. Automatically sending all tweets to a spreadsheet so that you can track the content that you've shared, and creating a Zap to convert Trello cards into buffered posts. Say, if you're planning a launch in Trello and wanted to turn some marketing cards into marketing updates on social. Airtable is a big favorite of Buffer users too. In particular, it has some great visual planning features, and if you're collecting marketing campaign assets in Airtable, you can build recipes to send them to Buffer in a cinch.
Oh man, those are so handy. Great tips, Dave. All right, last but not least, what would a workflow episode be without a list of a few keyboard shortcuts? These are my very favorite ones for Buffer. Alt plus B for Windows or Option plus B for Mac opens the Buffer browser extension on any website, and Control plus Enter for Windows or Command plus Enter for Mac is going to add posts directly to your queue.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes to share with you in the coming weeks, and we look forward to next Monday, everyone.